Okay, so you want to get up to speed on how to design AI solutions that make a real difference, and you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, you need just the essentials, no fluff.
Right, this is a deep dive for you.
Exactly. We're going to cut through the noise and get straight to what matters, building AI that actually delivers for your business.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into architecting success, the eight essential steps of AI solution design from Hyacinth AI.
They've got some great insights based on real-world experience.
Right, so we're going to unpack their key takeaways and hopefully have a few aha moments along the way.
Sounds good.
All right, let's jump in.
The first step is all about problem definition and discovery, and it's super important.
Yeah, the document calls it perhaps the most critical phase. So it's not just throwing AI at any problem that comes along.
No, not at all. It's about really understanding what the problem is, and that means talking to everyone involved.
Right, so really getting deep with stakeholders across different teams.
Exactly. You need to uncover their challenges, their pain points, and what they're hoping to achieve.
So it's not enough to just hear, our customer churn is high.
Right. That's just a symptom. You need to dig deeper to find the root cause.
Like maybe their pricing models are outdated or they're not providing personalized
That's
support.
exactly. You got to be a business detective.
And the document says it's crucial to document specific use cases.
Yeah, where AI could actually make a difference, you got to get specific.
So moving from abstract ideas to concrete examples.
Exactly. And that helps you separate what stakeholders think they want versus what they really need to achieve their goals.
And that leads to the big question, how do you even define success?
Well, the document lays out some essential questions like, what specific outcomes would constitute success?
How will we quantify the impact of the solution?
And what are the baseline metrics against which we'll measure improvement?
So you need clear, measurable goals from the very beginning.
Absolutely. Otherwise, you won't know if your AI is actually working.
And let's be real, not every problem is an AI problem.
Totally true. The document emphasizes prioritizing problems based on business impact, feasibility, and effort.
So is AI the right tool for this job?
Exactly. You don't want to force it where it doesn't belong.
Okay, so step one is all about understanding the problem, defining success, and choosing the right battles.
Makes sense.
Next up, step two is data assessment.
And this one's a biggie because the document clearly states that AI solutions are only as good as the data that powers them.
Yeah, you can have the fanciest algorithms, but if your data is garbage, your results will be garbage too.
Exactly. And bad data can derail so many projects. Studies show it can be as high as 40%.
Wow, that's a lot.
So this step is about taking stock of all your potential data sources.
Everything internal, external, structured, unstructured, you name it.
Right. Create a complete inventory of what you have, where it is, and how it's formatted.
But it's not just about collecting data, you also have to evaluate it.
That's right. The document lists some important criteria like data quality and completeness.
How far back it goes historically, how often it's updated.
Accessibility format and any legal and compliance considerations.
Yeah, we're talking GDPR, CCPA, making sure you're protecting people's data and being responsible with AI.
Absolutely, data governance is crucial.
So what happens if you find gaps in your data?
Well, you have to get creative. You might improve existing data, collect new data, or even look at external sources.
And sometimes you might realize the data you need just isn't available.
Exactly, and that might mean reconsidering your approach.
So step two is about understanding your data landscape, warts and all.
Right. You got to be honest with yourself about what you have and what you need.
Next up, step three is technical feasibility analysis.
Can we actually build this thing?
That's the question.
Is it technically possible given our resources and constraints?
So budget, infrastructure, timeline, all of that.
Right. You got to consider the nature of the problem first.
Like, are we classifying something, predicting a value, or grouping data?
Exactly, because different problems require different AI techniques.
Then there's the data itself. How much do you have? Is it usable? And what kind of accuracy do you need?
And how important is explainability do you need to be able to understand how the AI is making decisions?
And then there's the computational side of things.
How much power do you need? How fast does the AI need to be?
Then the big decision cloud versus on-premises, or maybe a hybrid approach.
Right. And also build versus buy. Do we develop a custom solution or use existing tools and APIs?
The document also talks about being upfront about potential risks.
Yeah, things like choosing the right large language models, fine-tuning them, and integrating with existing systems.
So anticipate those challenges early on.
Exactly. Have a plan B ready just in case.
Okay, so we've figured out if it's technically feasible, now it's time for step four, solution architecture design.
This is where we create a detailed blueprint for our AI system.
Taking those high-level concepts and turning them into something concrete.
Exactly. Bridging the gap between business needs and technical implementation.
The document talks about creating a comprehensive architecture diagram.
Yeah, a visual representation of the whole system.
Showing how data flows between different components, how it integrates with existing systems, even the user interface.
Right. A good diagram helps everyone understand how the AI will work.
And it also includes monitoring and feedback mechanisms,
which are crucial for keeping the AI healthy and effective over time.
And then comes the task of choosing the right technologies.
The document lists some key factors to consider.
Scalability, performance, security, compliance, team expertise, and cost.
It's a lot to juggle.
Right. Finding the right balance is key.
And don't forget about the future.
The architecture should be able to grow and evolve.
Exactly. You want to avoid major redesigns down the line.
All right, on to step 5, prototype development.
Time to build something we can actually see and touch.
Right, taking those theoretical designs and turning them into a testable prototype.
It's a great way to reduce risk and get early feedback.
Especially with generative AI, where the outputs can be unpredictable.
Totally, you need to see how it actually performs.
The document recommends starting with a proof of concept, focusing on core functionality.
Keep it simple, prove the main idea first.
And then get feedback from stakeholders and refine the prototype based on their input.
That iterative process is key for AI development.
It helps you catch problems early on and make sure you're building something people actually want.
And the document mentions Hyacinth's rapid POC process as a great example.
They're all about getting prototypes out there quickly.
Exactly. Get feedback early and iterate fast.
All right. Now that we have a promising prototype, it's time for step 6, implementation planning.
How do we take this prototype and make it production ready?
We need a structured plan.
That's right, a roadmap with clear milestones, dependencies, and resource requirements.
And the document suggests using agile methodologies.
Which are perfect for AI because they're flexible and iterative.
Right, you can adapt to new information and challenges as you go.
And then there's resource planning, making sure you have the right people and skills.
Do we need to train our team or bring in external experts?
And how do we ensure knowledge transfer so our team can support the solution in the long term?
And finally, we need to define clear acceptance criteria.
Those measurable benchmarks that tell us when the solution is ready for prime time.
Okay, on to step 7, deployment strategy.
We're launching this thing into the real world.
Time to execute.
This step is all about a smooth transition from development to operation.
The document discusses different deployment options, like a phased rollout versus an all-at-once launch.
And the possibility of running the new system alongside the old one for a while.
Each approach has its pros and cons.
A phased rollout is less risky, but an all-at-once launch might be faster.
And parallel operation gives you a safety net, but it can be more complex to manage.
Exactly. The best approach depends on your specific situation.
And continuous monitoring is essential.
You need to track everything. Technical performance, business, impact, data drift, you name it.
Right. Make sure the AI is doing what it's supposed to do.
And that it's actually delivering value.
And don't forget about the human side of things.
Absolutely. You need a change management plan.
Communication training, user support, feedback mechanisms.
Make sure everyone's on board and using the AI effectively.
Okay. Final step. Step 8, maintenance and evolution planning.
AI is not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Especially with technologies that are changing so rapidly.
Proactive maintenance is key.
We need a monitoring framework to keep an eye on performance and ROI.
Exactly. Is the AI still delivering value?
And then there's the process of evaluating and implementing enhancements.
New features, updates, bug fixes.
Always be looking for ways to improve.
And prioritize those enhancements strategically.
And the document emphasizes backward compatibility and rigorous testing.
Don't break what's already working.
And don't forget about version control.
Keep a clear history of all changes so you can roll back if needed.
So there you have it, the 8 essential steps of AI solution design.
From problem definition to ongoing maintenance.
It's a comprehensive roadmap for success.
And as the document concludes, successful AI is about methodical design collaboration and a focus on real business problems.
It really makes you think about which of these steps might be the most overlooked in practice.
Yeah, it's interesting to consider.
Maybe it's that initial deep dive into the problem.
Yeah, defining the problem clearly is so crucial.
Or maybe it's the long-term maintenance that gets neglected.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of building something new and forget about the long game.
Well, we hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of what it takes to design and deploy AI solutions effectively.
These 8 steps provide a solid framework for success.
And we encourage you to dig deeper into the areas that are most relevant to you.
there's a lot to explore.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
See you next time.